KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today. The high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Taking a look at Iowa News top stories, a fire chief says one person has died after a blaze that damaged an apartment in Charles City. Fire Chief Eric Whipple says the fire was reported just before 4:20 this morning. Flames were contained to just one unit at the Clarkview Apartments on the east side of Charles City, although other tenants were briefly evacuated. The victim was found inside the apartment and taken to the Floyd County Medical Center, where they were pronounced dead. Whipple declined to release the person's name or other information, except to say it's believed the person was a tenant in the damaged apartment. The fire started in the apartment kitchen. State investigators have been called in to help find the cause. Well, an elk that was wandering around west central Iowa was shot and killed Sunday by a Monona County Sheriff's deputy, as directed by the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR's Mick Clements Rood said the first sighting of the animal came about a month ago, and it was determined the 3 to 4 year old bull elk did not belong to anyone in the area.
We compared pictures from the Monona County elk to the ones from Sac and Ida, and it was the same animal. And Sunday morning, a farmer was combining his field when he saw it and made a call to our officer who worked with the deputy sheriff to shoot the animal.
Around a dozen elk are shot by the DNR each year, but only if officials can't find the proper owner of the animal.
And the reason we do that is because, you know, we don't want any disease, like chronic wasting disease or other diseases, to impact our domestic livestock or our white-tailed deer population.
The brainstem and lymph nodes of the bull elk were removed for testing of CWD or other diseases. Clemens Root is reminding hunters and others that removal of a wandering elk is the responsibility of the Iowa DNR.
Get a hold of us, because if they would take an animal like that, first, it's illegal, and secondly, it could be somebody's livestock, and then they'd be liable for that. So if we can go through our protocol, we work with the Department of Agriculture to make sure that what we're doing, follows the right line.
Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Afton suffered serious injuries during a collision Saturday afternoon between her van and a semi. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 71-year-old Connie Sue Roan was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston after her van hit the passenger side fender and gas tank of a 2004 Freightliner semi that was driven by 58-year-old James Routh of Mount Air. The crash happened at around 4:10 p.m. Saturday. Authorities said that Routh was traveling south on Osage Road trying to cross Highway 34. He told investigators his side view mirror blocked him from seeing Roan's van approaching from the east. Routh was not injured during the ensuing collision. He was, however, cited for failure to yield. His semi sustained $20,000 damage while the van was totaled during the crash. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Earlier in the day on Saturday, a woman from Creston escaped injury after she swerved to miss a deer. Authorities say that 35-year-old Callie Ann Mitchell was driving a van when the accident happened at around 2 a.m. Saturday. The woman lost control of the vehicle as she tried to avoid the deer, causing her van to enter the north ditch and roll over before coming to rest. Mitchell was wearing her seatbelt. Her van was totaled in the crash. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater, who normally has a pretty lengthy weekly report, says the past week was comparatively pretty boring. The sheriff said two new inmates this past week, 49-year-old Michelle Evans of Bridgewater and 30-year-old Vincent Bentley of Larmore, were booked in to simply serve sentences at the Adair County Jail, while the third, 35-year-old James Sims of Bridgewater, was cited for driving under suspension following a traffic stop. He was released at the scene. Evans was released from custody last Friday, while Bentley was released Sunday afternoon. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce reports the Silver Cord program is getting off to a strong start. Silver Cord is a graduation incentive program to promote volunteerism in the Atlantic area. Atlantic High School seniors who volunteer a minimum of 200 hours throughout their high school career will graduate with a Silver Cord and be eligible for a $500 scholarship provided by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The program encourages volunteer opportunities with all civic organizations and will benefit the entire community. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is partnering with the Atlantic High School and several other community-minded organizations and businesses to start the Silver Cord program. In an effort to make the program more accessible to students, the Chamber is utilizing volunteerspot.com. That's an online tool for volunteer signups, including scheduling and management. Chamber Executive Director Weta Harjan says VolunteerSpot will be beneficial to the students involved in the Silver Cord program and the entire community, and everyone will have access. through www.atlanticiowa.com. If you have any information or questions, I should say, about the Silver Cord program or volunteerspot.com, you can contact the chamber at 243-3017. And each year, the National FFA organization honors FFA members who show the utmost dedication to the organization through their desire to develop their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. The Atlantic FFA chapter had 4 FFA members earn the American FFA degree this year. The American FFA degree is bestowed upon a select group of students in recognition of their years of academic and professional excellence. This year, 3,434 American degrees will be awarded, and this year, Kristen Jonk, Chancey Richards, Wyatt Sogling, and Tucker Sager were awarded the American FFA degree at the 88th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo, held October 28th through the 31st in Louisville, Kentucky. To be eligible, FFA members must have earned and productively invested $10,000 through a supervised agricultural experience program in which they start, own, or hold a professional position in an existing agriculture enterprise. The recipients must also complete 50 hours of community service and demonstrate outstanding leadership abilities as well as civic involvement. Each recipient of the American FFA degree receives a gold American FFA degree key, certificate, and a matted frame after being recognized on stage at the national convention. For more, you can visit the National FFA organization online at ffa.org, on Facebook, Twitter, the official national organization FFA organization blog, or the Atlantic FFA, also on Twitter. Elsewhere in the news, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will be in Atlantic tomorrow. The Republican presidential candidate will be in town as part of 3 events to be held in Iowa during the day. His first stop at 9 a.m. Wednesday is at the Hy-Vee store in Johnston, where Governor Bush and retired Air Force Colonel Leo Thorsness, a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, will serve coffee to veterans. Bush will be in Atlantic for a town hall meeting beginning at 12:30 p.m. Wednesday at the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company. And then at 6:15, he's scheduled to be at the Waukee Fire Station for a similar town hall meeting. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.